Master Gardeners are volunteers trained by Cornell Cooperative Extension in the science and art of gardening. The training is provided in exchange for a commitment to volunteer as a Master Gardener. Columbia and Greene counties are offering Master Gardener training this year, Mondays from 9 to 3:30, starting on February 3rd and running through May 5th. Please call us at 622-9820, extension 25. For an application or for more information.
Cornell Cooperative Extension provides equal program and employment opportunities.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, working to strengthen the Columbia County tax base through support of local business, job creation, and promoting Columbia County as a place to live and work. For more information, visit columbiaedc.com.
Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta. Welcome to Super Radio Maniac Fun.
I can't really hear you in my headphones.
You can't?
No.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because your headphones aren't working.
They were working a second ago.
Well, they're not working now.
They were working with the thing.
Well, then why
when the
can't
thing
you
was playing,
me?
I heard them.
Okay, well, can you hear?
I can hear you in the room, but...
Well, I can't really hear me either. Is my... Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. But I can't hear me.
Can you hear you now?
No, because that's the wrong slider.
Well, which one are you
Try
on?
The next slider. Now I can kind of hear me.
Why is that mic 3? That's on the far end of the room. Why isn't it 1, 2, 3? Why is it 1, 3, 2? That makes no sense.
Let's rage about it.
Why
Hey,
do
Loretta.
That?
Oh, my God. Look what sense. We did. Look at how much in the red we are.
Couldn't they have put it in order?
I think it's a headphone problem. I think you need to turn down our microphones because
we
are
1, 3, 2. Yeah, you turn the headphones way up.
But I can't hear me in them. Hey, you got to turn down our microphones. We're maxing out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Hi.
Why did I ask you that? There. Is that better?
Yeah, but I can also hear the funny little radio station in the background. The little ghost radio station is now in my headphones.
The ghost radio? What is that?
Can't you
mean?
Hear it?
No. I can hear kind of like static.
There's a song playing.
What is it? Sing it. Hum it. Oh, well,
you know
now
that
I
song?
Know what you're talking about.
Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
I think you need to turn our microphones down
a little
more.
Okay, so I got an actual plan for doing a radio show today.
What?
That's a first, right?
Don't freak me out. Who are you and what have you done with the host of Super Radio Maniac Fun?
Yeah, well, I've played Marina and the Diamonds a lot and Lana Del Rey, right?
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, they're good friends. So
really?
I thought I would do a Marina and the Diamonds and Lana Del Rey show.
Hey, can you talk at all about why these two in particular appeal to you?
I can talk about Marina. I don't really... Lana's just, like, really cool. I don't really know. Everyone likes them both. If you like Marina and the Diamonds, you like Lana Del Rey.
Really?
That's just how it works.
Mm-hmm. But what? What is it? What is it about them?
Well... First of all, they're just, I don't know, they're really nice people. Marina, she's kind of got this attitude, like, I really don't care anymore what people think of me.
Mm-hmm.
If they, it's not that, it's I don't care if people don't like me because I've got fans now. Mm-hmm. And I really don't care if people don't think I'm pretty because I've still got people who think I do. And my opinion doesn't really matter to those who are being negative about me.
So they're kind of inspiring, like sort of the way they live their lives a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's really cool. I think that when I was like 14 or 15.
You can keep talking.
The things that I liked people about or the reasons
people
why I liked
about?
Them. I know I didn't say that very well, but the things that I liked about people had to do with sort of who I thought they were, not just the fact that I liked their music, but that I liked them. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to set up so I don't have to hold the microphone.
You're waging a one woman war against your microphone.
Okay, I've got it. Wait,
what are you doing over there?
I'm looking up information about Marina and Lana. I'm looking up bios. Can you still hear me? I can't really hear me.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, so I'm...
But I'm now hearing country music in my headphones.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Marina, this is one thing I really love about her. She is not... Her name, her musician name is Marina and the Diamonds. She's one person. She's not a band.
Right.
Whenever I say, hey, do you like Marina and the Diamonds? They say, yeah, I love them. And it shouldn't bother me, but it does.
Because it's not a them, it's a she.
It's a she. The Diamonds is in reference to Marina's fans.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't this giving me a bio? I wish this would give me a bio. All right. Okay. Her full name, Marina Lambrini Diamandis. I don't know what Lambrini means, but...
You're going to pull this whole thing off of there. Okay, could you not do that? Yeah, just... That's great. That's good.
Too many chords over here. Marina... Her last name is actually Diamandis, which in Greek is diamond.
Uh-huh. Is she Greek?
She's from Wales.
Oh, right.
I think she... Her dad might be Greek, or maybe one of her parents is Greek.
That's right. You and I were talking about this today, and I told you who else is from Wales.
John something.
Kale.
Kale.
John Kale is from Wales. Kale, Wales.
Okay. So, the other thing I was telling you about Marina, she has archetypes. She has, like, different personas she uses for every album, and they're all listed on her Tumblr.
Whoa.
So, there's Sue Barbie A, which I'm looking this up now. If you go to her Tumblr, which is electraheart.tumblr.com.
Loretta, you're going to pull that thing off that ledge.
You know.
I don't know that this is a particularly good thing to be doing right now, but okay. Folks, she's rearranging the equipment in the studio so that she can
rearrange it. I moved it over one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So like everything's tagged. So if you go to Sue Barbie A, this is her. It's like her wearing makeup, and it's
she's got curly a blonde do with a headband.
That's like actually not blonde. You can't tell from here, but it's,
oh really? What?
It's not. It's blonde at the bottom. It's hard to explain. Yeah. You keep talking. Keep explaining it.
You explain it. You understand it better than I do. I'm just describing the picture.
She has different personas. So, like, and then in this one, this is another Sue Barbie. And Homewrecker. If you go to Homewrecker, it's like this.
She's kind of...
They're different.
She's kind of housewifey with a vengeance. She's kind of like...
Yeah, exactly.
Diary of a Mad Housewife.
See? It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to see, maybe I can get a bio of Lana Del Rey. Probably not. Or Prima Donna. That's a good one.
This is another archetype of Marina and the Diamonds. It's like another like persona.
Yeah.
And she has a different one for each album.
Okay.
So she has a different look. She has different clothes, like a different attitude. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you like that about her?
Yeah, I think it's cool. She can kind of change the way she is, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to go to Wikipedia, you know?
Why don't you play some music, though? I thought we were going to do less talking and more music today.
I changed my mind.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll put on a song. I don't know. Who first, Lana or Marina?
Do Marina, because you're talking about her.
Which is it? I don't know what to do.
Who's in charge here?
Well, you got me.
You're in charge, and you know it.
Yeah.
Don't give me that queen wave.
Okay, here's Lonely Hearts Club, which I think I played recently.
You have played. Play a different one.
Oh. All right. How to Be a Heartbreaker Live.
Is this the one that you played in the car?
Yeah.
I liked that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Marina, you told me just a moment ago that you're single.
I am.
Yeah. So we got a text from... somebody, a listener. Do you want to go on a date?
I'm very shallow, superficial, so can you send a photo first?
Ja, men der er opfordring. Du skal lige sende et billede med, så kan det godt være, Marina vil gå på date med dig. Marina, last time we met was in June. Mm-hmm. You played at Northside Festival in Aarhus. And you're going to perform live for us now.
I am.
Yeah, your new single, How to Be a Heartbreaker. Mm-hmm. What's that song about?
It's kind of like a rule book for how not to get hurt in love. How to get the guy, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, get ready and take it away.
All right. Yeah.
Ooh. Rule number one is that you gotta have fun. But baby, when you're done, you gotta be the first to run. Number two, just don't get attached to somebody you could lose. So let me tell you, this is how to be a heartbreaker. Boys, they like a little danger. We'll get 'em falling for a stranger, a player singing a la la.
I think I do.
Cause I la 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 love you. Rule number three, way hard on your cheek, but never on your sleeve, unless you wanna taste defeat. Rule number four, gotta be looking pure. Kiss him goodbye at the door. I'll leave him wanting more. This is how to be a heartbreaker. Boys, they like a little danger. We'll get them falling for a stranger. A player singing, I la la.
How to Be a Heartbreaker by Marina and the Diamonds, a live version, not on our radio station, unfortunately.
But that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Hey, Loretta, guess what?
What?
I fixed the problem.
Yeah, with the headphones that we were having that no one understood because no one else is in the studio with us.
And you know what happened, though? It was like I was thinking, okay, I'm going to go get Katie, the program director, and I'm going to say, Katie, why am I always having trouble with the headphones in this kind of whiny way that I have? And then we were going to come into the studio and Katie was going to do something really, really obvious to fix it. Like, I played that whole scenario out in my mind. So then instead of actually going to get Katie, I looked at the board and I figured out the problem.
Nice.
Yay.
We should do that more often instead of making ourselves look like morons.
I know.
To the rest of the radio station.
I know it would be really good if we looked like really cool. morons less often.
That was great.
It would be good if we did.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know that we can really take care of that.
Okay.
Hey, there's a pledge drive coming up.
Yeah, there is. There is?
Yep. March 2nd through 12th.
I was trying to roll with that and seem on top of things, but I actually didn't know that was going on. So far,
our attempt not to look like morons isn't going too well.
Well, no one ever tells me anything, so that's not really
Loretta,
my fault. What?
There's flyers all over the studio that say radio on.
Why would I? Okay.
They all say WGXC pledge drive.
Hey, what happened? It went away. Oh, no, it didn't. Okay. Yeah, well, that's coming up, apparently. Sorry.
Well, you ought to come up with some premium for your show. Something to give away on your show.
Yeah, we should. What about some fan merch or something?
Who's going to buy that?
Yeah, never mind. Because, I mean, you're not going to, and if I did, I'd just keep it. So, I don't know. We should brainstorm right now.
Yeah, we should come up with something clever to do during your show, the weeks of the pledge drive.
What about passes to a theme park or something from the
Who's
person
who's gonna pay for that?
You know, I'm trying. All right, would you chip in?
No.
Okay.
No, I would just give the money to the station. If I were going to do that. Okay.
We should do something like that, though. Like, whoever, donates the most gets a special prize or something.
Or how about they can be the guest on the show the following week?
What if they're not a good guest?
What if they don't want to be?
What if I don't know them? And what if that... There are, like, a
it's
bunch
just
of
raising
ways that
a
could
lot
go
of,
wrong.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if they want to be, that should be like a bonus thing if they want to be on the radio.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, but if they want to be on the radio, they don't have to be on my show. There's like a bunch of free spots. They can just kind of show up and pre-record a radio show.
Why don't you get some friends of yours to come down?
Nah. My friend, see, I got the radio show when I was in fifth grade. And then when I was in fifth grade, everyone was like, wow, that's so cool. Can I be on the radio? And now everyone's, like, heard about it a million times, and they're just like, yeah, okay, shut up, Loretta.
That's not so cool of them. They should be psyched about your radio show.
Why? I've had it for, like, 3 years.
That's impressive.
How is that impressive?
Because you've been doing a radio show since you were 11 years old, and you're still doing it.
Well, I mean...
Hey, did we ever talk about going to see the Glass Menagerie?
Can we talk about that next week? Because I did plan out a theme show and it's not going up. And I have Marina's tweets up now.
You have her tweets up?
I do.
Oh, okay, read some tweets.
And I think, I've told you she has really, really great tweets, right?
I've read a couple of her tweets.
She's got a really good Twitter. All right, so if
What's her Twitter handle?
What?
What's her Twitter handle name?
You mean... Like her username?
Her username. Is that what they call it? Handle, like, I guess that's from the CB era. I guess that's a CB radio term. Handle.
Oh, my God.
I, you know what? My brain just,
okay,
like,
you know,
slid
we're not
back
even
four,
talking
four
about
decades.
This. It's called a username. If anyone's wondering, her handle is... You're literally collapsing.
that was really funny. CB radio, internet, two different
never
things.
Never seen anyone laugh.
There are
that
two different things.
At their own joke.
It wasn't a joke. It was stupidity. I'm laughing at my own stupidity.
All right.
So yeah, what's her tweet handle?
Okay. It's Marina's Diamonds. You're literally you're sitting there grinning.
I'm still laughing about how funny that was.
Like sweating. I can't talk. You keep laughing.
Do you know why I'm laughing so hard?
Because you said handle.
Because I'm so tired.
And you're still laughing.
I'm so exhausted. And this is like my true slump time of day. like 3:30 is like my lowest energy point in the afternoon.
Oh God, we need to get on with the show. I'm really sorry that we've got 7 minutes left. I think
are you serious?
I think you spent like a full 5 minutes laughing about handle.
It was like I don't even believe it's like I'm not even conscious of the last 5 minutes. I was laughing so hard. Read some of her tweets.
This is probably going to be a controversial topic because, I mean, a lot of people really like Woody Allen, right?
You cannot be bringing up Woody Allen.
Why?
All I've been doing is arguing with people online about Woody Allen for days. What does she say about him?
Well,
she's on Dylan's side. I knew it. I could see
that
coming.
She's like super feminist. I mean, she's great.
Okay,
also, Terry Richardson.
Doesn't like that guy.
Hates Terry Richardson.
Okay, what did she say about Woody Allen? Read it.
Well, she had this... Human beings are more important than art, and she posted a link to the open letter that Dylan Farrow wrote to Woody Allen.
I believe Dylan Farrow.
I believe Dylan Farrow.
Yeah. You do, really? How much do you know about this?
I read the whole article. Marina posted an article about it, and I read the whole thing. And then after that, she posted... Woody Allen is a creep, Terry Richardson is a creep, R. Kelly is a creep. Yet the fashion / music / film industries celebrate and support these people, justifying their actions because they are talented, though in any other industry their behavior would be viewed differently. But at the end of the day, who can resist a good pop song, movie, music video? And who cares if the person who wrote it raped young girls / beat up their girlfriends when you can go buy it on iTunes now? We all have the capacity to be fickle and bought, but you don't have to be, and you don't have to work with the creeps. Call them out instead.
Oh my God, Loretta.
She tweeted that. It took like...
How many tweets is that? That's like 8 tweets.
7, 8, 9, including the link with the human beings are more important than art.
I think that's really cool that she did that.
And I do too. And she's getting a lot of hate for it.
Loretta, all over the place, like, people get really angry if you suggest that Woody Allen molested his daughter. We're talking about a very heavy subject on a kid's slot on the radio, but that's what he did.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was never a court case. It was never proven in court, but his daughter says that it happens and he denies it.
I mean, I'm just saying, if that is what happened, this is exactly what would be going on. If that is really what happened.
What do you mean this is exactly what would be going on?
Like, if he really did molest his daughter.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he would do.
He would deny it.
He would deny it. Yeah. She would push it, and his fans would be
get
like...
Get really angry at anybody. Yeah. You know? I had an argument on Facebook that I started because I kept... piggybacking onto other people's arguments, and so finally I was like, I better start my own argument. And somebody chimed in and claimed that the facts were in favor of Woody Allen, and in fact they're not. There was like a prosecutor who investigated the claims and found it very likely, but did not press charges for reasons that, you know, there's all these details out there. Anyway, this guy on Facebook posted that the facts are in favor of Woody Allen. And I said, the only thing in favor of Woody Allen is that people love his movies and don't want to believe that he did this. That's what's in favor. People love him. They really don't want to think that he did it. That's my opinion. We're just talking opinions here.
Yeah. And I mean,
nobody really knows what happened.
It's not even just about Woody Allen. She wrote this about Terry Richardson too. Yeah. Where I'm not even gonna like get into Terry Richardson right now. Like
he's R. Kelly. No.
It's filthy. It's horrible. And people support them because, like she said, they like their music.
It's an industry.
They like to support them.
Yeah. Well,
it's like this whole Justin Bieber thing. Like his fans are literally trying to support everything he does, even though he obviously is just like kind of screwing everything up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, if I looked up right now on the internet things that Justin Bieber has done wrong, how many different links do you think I would get? I could probably get like,
well, what, you
like
know,
a billion different links.
I mean, a lot of it is gossip. I mean, a lot of what flies
and
around
a lot
the
of
internet
it isn't
is gossip,
gossip,
but there is like actual facts and information out there.
He was arrested. Okay. He was driving drunk and high.
Yeah.
He spit on a fan. He called a girl a beached whale. A girl he didn't even know. He went up to a 14-year-old girl on a beach and told her she looked like a beached whale.
Well, that's pretty terrible.
Like, I mean, just hearing it now, it's like bad, right? But like, imagine you being a 14-year-old girl and seeing some super famous celebrity come up to
insult
you.
Insult you.
And telling you you look like a beached whale.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If he did that,
he did.
Because I don't know it. Like, I haven't seen the evidence that he did that, but you have. How do you know he did that?
It's literally all over the internet, Mom. I mean, you can, like, start gossip, you know? You can start gossip, but you can't just, like, turn one little tiny thing into everything.
Well, it's important to retain some critical thinking, okay? Because
Mom,
you know that you can't believe everything you read on the internet. But let's not argue about that today. Let's say
you're
that it's true.
You're defending Justin Bieber.
I am not defending Justin Bieber. I'm not. Kid's an idiot.
What else? He went to Anne Frank's home, wrote in the log, "I hope she would have been a believer."
A believer in what?
A believer. That's what he calls his
what
fans.
What an idiot.
He wrote that in Anne Frank's
journal. Hey, I got it. You got to start a song, and
yeah,
we got to cut our political discourse today.
Yeah. All right.
And
well,
we got to throw it to our good friends in the Catskill Studios.
Yeah, we do. That was a good show. I thought that was a good show.
I thought it was a good show, too.
Yeah.
I haven't been here for a few weeks, and I miss you when I'm not here.
Mm. Here's Summer Sam by Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Bye.
Let the summer say I'm back in 69. I'll be heavenly, deadly on the grind. Cause to sing this nice has to be a crime. I've been murdering, I'm murdering them. Like the summer of love back in 69. You can say that I'm yours, but my body is divine. I belong to everybody that I walk by. Like, hi, hi. I'm the master of my destiny. You haven't seen the best of me. Unless you want the rest of me, you have to pay a lovely fee. For me.